Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 308 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie and I are going to talk about the Alabama-Tennessee game, obviously. We're going to talk about some other football things, maybe that don't please me. And we're going to talk about my recent trip to Texas, our live show in Brenham, our time in College Station. It was so much fun. We're going to break all of that down. We would love for you to join us on Patreon if you haven't done that already. Our most recent Patreon episode is all about our empty nester goals. Some are serious, some are silly, but we have goals nonetheless. That's at patreon.com/bigboo. And for $5 a month, you get 2 extra episodes. And for $8 a month, you get 2 extra episodes and a live episode, either a book club or a live Q&A. We would also love for you to stop by our Amazon shop to see some of the things that we love and love to use. That's at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. Alrighty, as always, we're so glad you're here, and we hope you enjoy episode 308. Hey, everybody, this is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
Well, it's barely been 24 hours since I saw you.
It just about right now has been 24 hours. Yes. So, and man, what a weekend. Listen, I woke up this morning and I thought, I feel like weekend fun hungover, probably second only to all of the Tennessee Volunteer fans is what I'm saying.
I know. We had ourselves some fun. I flew to San Antonio Wednesday. And then I came back home yesterday, which was Sunday. So we had 5 days of fun. We're going to talk more about that later.
Mm-hmm.
But first, let's just get right on into it. Because even when we were together on Saturday, we made time for the Alabama-Tennessee game.
Yes, we did. It was a priority. We felt like we needed to see what was going to happen. I'm going to tell you, and listen, Tennessee fans, I feel for y'all because y'all have been in a football drought for a long time.
That's right.
I know. But the amount in my DMs after that game saying, are you going to give us an ICU? Can I please have an ICU? And I'm like, yes, you beat Alabama. You're going to get an ICU. Mm-hmm. Like, it's all going to be okay. We all see you, Tennessee. Mm-hmm. We see you. We are proud of you. You were America's team on Saturday.
Yes. Yes. It was an incredible game. Like,
oh, it was so good.
It was one of those football games. Like, you kind of knew, well, initially when Tennessee went up by what, 14, 20, I can't remember.
Yeah. But
you were like, oh gosh. But then you know Alabama's still in it.
They're coming back.
Because mm-hmm. Bryce Young's there and you know they're still going to be in it.
Mm-hmm.
And so when the game started to even out, that was maybe the best second half of football ever. Now, the only thing is there were a lot of penalties. So,
yeah.
But even still, like, just from the excitement, the back and forth, mm-hmm. like really not knowing how it was going to end because you don't know. And it kind of looked like up until the last 5 minutes, like Alabama was going to get it, you know,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
it looked like they were going to come back. They were going to win.
Yeah.
But it was just an amazing game. And we were actually in separate rooms when mm-hmm. at some point in there, and you and Retha and I were texting just like this game. I mean, it was really something else. And so I loved watching it. I loved the quality of football in mm-hmm. that particular game, and the Volunteers were victorious this time, but yeah. Alabama gave them everything they had. And I don't know, it was a good one. And I'm so fortunate because the Mississippi State Bulldogs get to play Alabama.
Oh God.
This next Saturday after uh-huh. a crushing loss, we get to go to Tuscaloosa and yeah. see how they rebound. So
yeah. Well, against a Nick Saban team that had an all-time high for penalties and points scored, and that isn't going to happen. I don't want to be a naysayer.
Oh.
I don't want to, But I'm just saying that Saban has proven he doesn't lose 2 weeks in a row. You know what I'm saying? Like that, I don't think that's going to happen.
I'm going to tell you where I wouldn't want to be today is on the University of Alabama practice field. I wouldn't want anything to do with that. I wouldn't want anything to do with what those people are going to go through over the course of this next week as they correct and learn. Because, you know, Coach Saban likes to say a lot of the time, we've got a lot to learn. We've got a lot of ways we can improve. And I feel like that's going to be a focus this week. And man, there are going to be some lessons.
It really is. And it's funny because watching that game, I thought, you know, Alabama football really is like a python, you know, like at first you think maybe it's not going to be that bad. And then they just squeeze the life out of you slowly, you know, like it's a whole thing, but you know, and I told you this, like, I'm going to say, I don't know if you remember, but last year the Aggies beat Alabama at Caulfield. We 2-1 on a last second field goal and we too rushed the field. And so as I watched all those Tennessee fans rush the field, whatever, I thought, I remember what it was like to once be that happy about football. I too remember how glorious that feels. And I was so happy for Tennessee. I was thrilled for y'all because I do know how great that feels, but I was also so despondent. And I do feel like it was the Lord's provision that the Aggies had had a bye week. So I was able to just sit in like a space of emotional nothingness as far as football was just concerned.
A void, just a numbness.
Just I don't have to even stress about a game. It just felt like it was good because I was able to just rejoice. And I didn't really, like with the Tennessee Alabama, that y'all gave us exactly what we wanted, which was a great game.
Yeah.
Like, man, 100%. It was good. So,
yeah. Now, I'll tell you what was not a great game.
No, tell us.
If I could segue. And you know, I had a bad feeling about this game all day. I had a bad feeling about it all day. I mentioned last week, I hate playing in Kentucky. No offense, Kentucky fans, but that's just, it's a strange stadium to play in for state people for some reason. Every time we go there, I feel like the energy is off for us.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget in 2014, we were having that incredible season and Dak was our quarterback and we went to Kentucky and just about lost, like really struggled. So I just had a bad feeling about it. And sure enough, when it was tied, was it 3-3 at the half or was it 6-3 Kentucky? I can't remember.
3-3. It was 3-3 at the half because I remember because we had not watched it. You were like, I don't really want to watch it. It's probably best that we're going to dinner and all of that. And so when it was 3-3, we agreed that that is the most miserable of all kinds of football games. Like,
that says is nobody has really been successful at anything except a couple of field goal kickers have managed to do their jobs. I just had the strangest feeling about it. And so, and when our run game, a couple of things. One, our run game never really got going. I think we had 22 rushing yards or something terrible like that. And we didn't score on the first possession, which we have been pretty consistent at doing this year. So I had a weird feeling about it. It's over now. It was good. I feel like to be with you and Retha, I had a built-in distraction. I didn't even get on the message boards that night. I couldn't take it in terms of like, you know, all the way with me, because here's the thing, as a state fan, it's not an if it's going to happen, it's a win. And so it happened. Like, your bubble gets burst a little bit. We've still got a lot of football left to play. We've got a lot of games we could win. So I don't know if one of those is coming up this Saturday at Bryant-Denny Stadium, but you know, they've already won 5 games. We're just minutes away from a winning season. So hopefully we'll be able to do that.
Yes, I know. Listen, I feel this deeply. You know that I do, because I really, on Saturday, which we'll talk more about our trip in just a little bit, but I just thought on Saturday, I was like, so this is what it feels like to be emotionally healthy during football season, you know, just to be able to watch the games for the pure enjoyment of, I don't have a stake in this. I'm just here to watch some good football and see what teams can do. And, you know, that it is what it is. So
we also didn't watch too much on Saturday. No. Like we stayed busy. We didn't, we didn't design our whole day around the television, which what concept is that?
Yeah.
Football season. How about it? And it seemed to work. I will say Ole Miss Auburn, I watched some of that.
Yeah.
Saw some of LSU in Florida. I saw some of, who else did we see? Who did Michigan play?
With Michigan, Penn State.
Yeah.
Michigan
blew out Penn State. So I saw a little bit of Michigan, Penn State. But other than that, we really didn't see much of anything. So
no, we saw a little bit of I saw a little bit of the TCU-Oklahoma State game. But it was not, you know, it was not one of those Saturdays where I was really able to commit myself. And I was better for it, is what I'm going to say.
Sure. Yeah. A little over a year ago, David and I got a Helix mattress, and I have to tell you, it's our favorite mattress we have ever had. In fact, when I got home from Texas last night, I could not wait to sleep on that Helix mattress. It is so comfortable. It is the perfect blend of something that's soft and supportive, and both of us think that it's fantastic. We cannot believe how much we love it.
Everybody's unique, and Helix knows that. So they have several different mattress models to choose from. They have soft, medium, and firm mattresses. They have mattresses that are great for cooling you down if you sleep hot, mattresses great for spinal alignment to prevent morning aches and pains, and even a Helix Plus mattress for plus-size sleepers.
David and I both took the Helix quiz, and fortunately, we matched with the same one. We matched with the Moonlight mattress. I wanted something that felt like it wrapped me up at night, but David sleeps on his back and I sleep on my side and stomach, so we needed something that worked for all of those things. The Helix mattress, our Moonlight mattress in particular, has met all of our sleeping needs. And I really do get in bed and think, how is something this comfortable? The thing I like about it the most, besides how great I sleep at night, is the fact that I really do wake up and nothing hurts. And listen, I'm at a point in my life where that is not something that I take for granted. It is really, really great.
Helix is awesome, but you don't need to take our word for it. Helix has been recommended by multiple leading chiropractors and doctors of sleep medicine as a go-to solution for improving sleep. You go to helixsleep.com/bigboo, you take their 2-minute sleep quiz, and they'll match you to a customized mattress that will give you the best sleep of your life. We even got a Helix mattress for Caroline to use at school this year. Right now, Helix is offering up to $200 off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners at helixsleep.com/bigboo.
So, I mean, I think everybody's waiting for you to validate the Tennessee Volunteers in just a little bit. But before we do ICUs, do you have any side eyes?
It's kind of like you said, I didn't watch enough football to necessarily have any side eyes.
Right.
I mean, I'm going to give a side eye to just Alabama, the team, because y'all had a lot of penalties. Y'all had a lot of penalties. So y'all got to clean that up. But other than that, do you have any? Because I didn't really watch enough to feel like I have any side eyes.
No. And you know, most of the time my side eyes are because I get annoyed about something outside the game, an announcer or whatever. We actually watched most of the Alabama Tennessee game without sound. So I didn't get mad at Gary Danielson, which is really like a very liberating state of being for a Saturday afternoon in the fall for me. So no, I really didn't either. I mean, Alabama did have a lot of penalties, but here's what we know. They're going to get that handled, you know? They'll get that cleaned up. Not real worried about that. I did feel frustrated by Mississippi State's offense.
Yeah.
But I also know it's not, I don't think it's flawed. I just think they had a really off night. So that I don't know that that's any one person's, you know, deal. It's just, we had a weird off night at the stadium, at Kentucky Stadium, which always seems to make us weird and off. So. There you have it.
Yeah.
Okay. So do you have any ICUs?
Listen, my first ICU of the week goes to the Tennessee Volunteers. Y'all, this is like the fourth ICU I've given y'all this year. We see you. I am impressed. Mm-hmm. Y'all look like a great football team. You're the real deal. I can't wait until you play Georgia to see what that's going to look like. Like when I look at this current top four and see that number one and number three are going to play each other before the season's over, and number two and number four are going to play each other before the season's over, I'm excited about things to come. I can't wait to watch those games.
Melanie did mention on Saturday that what she wants more than anything, considering how the Aggie season is going.
Yeah.
You just want chaos.
I want complete chaos. Mm-hmm. Like once the Aggies are out of it, I just want it to be a fruit basket turnover.
Right.
Like I would like nothing more at the end of the season than to see some bizarre lineup of like Wake Forest and Syracuse and like TCU play for the national championship. Like just And not even because I don't care about any of those teams, but I'm just saying I like the complete chaos of let's all get our hopes and dreams dashed. You know what I mean? Like, let's all just sit in the tension of what's going to be.
Right.
So it makes me wonder if Clemson at number five is just sitting pretty. You know what I mean? Like, they're just biding their time.
Right.
And they don't really have a tough opponent left to play.
Right.
And so I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see. And then you've got Alabama with one loss, but they still control their destiny in the West. And so chances are good they're still going to be in that SEC championship game, dependent on what happens with Ole Miss.
Right. And I will say, if I have an ICU this week, and you know this does not come easily for me, but I appreciate that Ole Miss has mixed up the West a little bit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The foregone conclusion of Alabama, which, listen, Alabama is a dominant football team, no doubt about it. But just that Ole Miss has mixed it up a little bit and find themselves as the leader in the West, and that Tennessee has mixed up the East, where you think Georgia is the foregone conclusion. Mm-hmm. So I appreciate that we've got some factors that are stirring things up a little bit. I think it makes it fun. Yeah,
I agree. I like the chaos. So, and now I'm going to tell you that the Texas Aggies, my fighting Texas Aggies, are going to have ourselves a night game at Kyle Field against Ole Miss.
And what's the high for the forecast?
Oh, the current forecast is the high is like 77 for the day.
Congratulations.
And so if that holds, I'm going to say it's setting itself up to be a lovely day of football. I love a night game at Kyle Field. I was really hoping that that game was going to be a night game, and it is, in fact. So I will see what happens.
I think it could be a fantastic game. I really do. Knowing how hard y'all played Alabama, and I mean, Ole Miss's offense is powerful, but y'all's defense has shown that they can really do some things, you know? So we'll think it's going to be a fantastic game. I can't wait for it. It's going to be a highlight for me for the season, I feel like.
Well, we've got to get past that. We play South Carolina this weekend at South Carolina, and there's rumors that our true freshman quarterback may be getting some playing time. So I'll be real interested to see how that all comes out. But on another... So to finish up my ICUs, my other one goes to the TCU Horned Frogs.
Right.
Listen, well done, TCU. Nobody saw y'all coming. Y'all are a sleeper of the season. You beat Oklahoma State. That's a tough opponent. And I'm excited for y'all. I feel like I can root for TCU. It's one of the few other schools in Texas that I can kind of root for. And I'm excited for TCU. So I also hope that maybe we hire their offensive coordinator in the offseason. All I'm saying.
Yeah, they're impressive. I agree, for sure.
Yeah, they look good. Here's a question. If a tree falls in the forest, does it make a sound? Probably. If 27,000 trees fall in a forest, would you rethink what you're using for toilet paper? I hope so. That's where Real Paper comes in. Real makes a sustainable toilet paper that contains no trees and instead uses 100% bamboo. Bamboo is an awesome sustainable option. It's soft and strong because it's a grass. Bamboo can be continually harvested without damaging the plant itself. And while other conventional papers are wrapped in plastic in the grocery aisle, Real's paper packaging is plastic-free, compostable, and offers free shipping on all orders. Real Paper is available in easy, hassle-free subscriptions or for one-time purchases on their website. All orders are conveniently delivered to your door with free shipping and 100% recyclable plastic-free packaging. If you head to realpaper.com/bigboo and sign up for a subscription using our code BIGBOO at checkout, you'll automatically get 30% off your first order and free shipping. That's realpaper.com/bigboo or enter promo code BIGBOO to get 30% off your first order plus free shipping. Let's stop flushing our forest and try Real's tree-free paper. Real is the paper for the planet.
Okay, so last Wednesday, I flew to San Antonio, or as Caroline said when she was little, San Antonio. And Melanie picked me up at the airport, and then Retha was not getting in until late that night because we had a live show in Brenham on Thursday and Friday. But we went to dinner Wednesday night with Perry Schenkel.
Yes, we did.
It was delicious. First of all, dinner was delicious.
It really was.
Second of all, the company was excellent. It was
Harry's going to tell you some things. Is
he
what
really
I'm going to tell
you. He really did. And I feel like we broke some things down, just like things you had shared with me to get Perry's perspective on those things, you know, just life stuff. But like for Perry to weigh in, I don't know. I just enjoyed hearing his side of life stuff that you had shared with me. So that was fantastic. And then Retha got in late Wednesday night, but then Thursday morning, Gully cooked breakfast for us.
Yes, she did.
And you and Retha and I went over to her house, and then Honey and Big were there. Now, I'd met Honey, but I'd never met Big. And I'd also never met John. John ended up, John was there, and John was there, Gully's husband. So I could have sat there basically for the rest of my life. That was a situation, and I don't know if I even said this to you while I was there, but that was a situation. There was not going to be a lull in conversation ever.
No, there wasn't. We could have all talked till the end of time.
There was no lull in conversation. There was barely like enough of a pause for breath in that room. My goodness. That was delightful. It was so fun. It was so relaxed and easy. And Gully and Honey both, I feel like I've known them my whole life. Like I don't know. Yeah. It's just, you know, you love your people's people. But
yes.
But it was so great. I was so glad we got to do that.
I know. I loved it so much. Well, it started with, you know, this is what Gully does, is she just takes in my people, you know, she always has. And so I got real tickled because when we first started planning the trip, she on the side, she said, "Hey, Retha's decided she's not going to stay with me, but she is going to come over for breakfast that next morning." And I was like, "Oh," and she's like, "And you can come too, if you want to, and invite Sophie." So it was like, she and Retha had planned their own thing. Which I love. Like Retha was just going Uber over to Gully's for breakfast. And then I was like, well, maybe I would also like to be a part of that. And Sophie would also like to be a part of that. Maybe.
Right.
So.
Yes. And I knew I was really in for a treat when Big started telling me a story that referenced the Junction Boys. And so when we get into the Junction Boys, I know one, I'm interested.
Yes.
And two, if somebody's got any kind of first person involvement with any branch of the Junction Boys situation, I'm all ears. So it was great.
Yeah, it was so good. I just sat there and I thought, well, like pretty much all my people, I felt like the whole weekend it was a palooza of my people all getting to be together and spend time together. And I was like, this is just great. Like, I love it. Like all these combinations of people that I never in my mind imagined all being together. So it made it so fun.
Yes. And so we went to Brenham. We did the live show in Brenham Thursday night, Friday morning, had the best time. And, you know, and you and I both, I think, in that kind of situation, we're not exactly planners for that kind of thing. We think about it. We talk about it a little bit, but it's a loose structure, I would say.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
But it was so fun. So many good laughs.
So many great people. Like, I love meeting podcast listeners in person because it's like picking up a conversation that you left off on, you know, like everybody, there's no like, so my name is Melanie and I use a lot of beauty products, you know, it's just, you just pick right up. Like, I felt like when it came out that I have a special dress I wear when I self tan, I thought everybody here gets that and nobody's really that surprised by it, you know?
No, that was one of my favorite moments when Melanie revealed that she has a tanning dress. And she said it so casually and so like without a hint of, like, it was just like she thought we knew she had a tanning dress, which I didn't know that you had a tanning dress, but we had to dig into that for a minute. But it's a dress that she puts on after she self tans.
So that,
you know, and somebody sent me a message today on Instagram and said, did we have a brand for the tanning dress? Like, is there one particular kind of dress that's best for self tanning?
Yeah, mine is an old Daily Ritual dress from Amazon. I'll link it. It's nothing. It's just a dress. It's a dress that I used to wear that wasn't a tanning dress, but it was black. And it just got faded. And so it became my self-tanning dress.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're happy for you to have it. There's no need to like overly explain things, really. It's just, no. It's like you just fall into a conversation that you've been having for several years.
Yeah.
And we're just going to continue that conversation. It's super fun. So
it was so fun. Mm-hmm. It was so fun. I loved every minute of it.
I did too. And then I was so delighted that there was time for us to visit College Station and all of that, because I've never been. Uh-huh. So Melanie had suggested before we even went to Brenham, she had mentioned that the Aggies were having a fall baseball game, and she asked if I wanted to go. And I think my answer was something along the lines of, yes, I would like to go. So we went to the fall baseball game. So I got to see Bluebell Park, which was something I had never done before. I got to watch a game in Bluebell Park.
Yes, you did.
I got to see the Texas A&M campus, which I had never seen before. And as you know, I was most surprised by the fact that most of the brick is beige.
Yes. You mentioned it several times.
I couldn't get past it. In my head, when I've pictured Texas A&M, the brick has never been beige. The brick is red. The brick might, I don't know. I mean, or maybe things are stone, but beige brick never entered my mind. I couldn't get over it. And because it's so uniformly beige brick, everything goes together. It looks great in that, sort of Texan topography deal. But I was so shocked about the beige brick. I couldn't get over it. I'm still not over it.
Well, because I think it's because when you see, like what you've seen on TV is when you see when they redid Olson Field and it became Bluebell Park. And then when they redid Kyle Field, both of those are red brick. Like they very much changed the aesthetic. So like that's what you see when you watch on TV is you see the red brick. And so you kind of assume that those buildings are the outliers. Because as Sophie said, whoever is making tan brick in Texas is really doing well.
They really are. I mean, they've got a corner on the market because there's always going to be a demand. And then the other thing I told David last night when I got home, he was like, tell me about your trip. And I said, I have to say, I think you could fit 6 Mississippi states on A&M's campus.
Yeah.
But I said, like corner to corner, edge to edge, I think you could get 6 of them on that expanse of land. I don't know. That's just a rough estimate, but that's my initial thought is it's really big and you could get a lot of states there. And I mean the whole thing, like maybe 4, but still it's big. A&M is big.
It's huge. Mm-hmm. It's huge. And even like, and we were in the middle of it, but even when we were leaving town yesterday and like driving out, what I wanted to point out, but I felt like Aretha was probably tired of hearing about A&M by that point.
It's Aretha's a Longhorn.
A Longhorn. And so listen, she sacrificed herself for our time in College Station.
She really felt like
what I wanted to say is all of this is still technically the A&M campus. You know what I mean? Like, here's our reproductive center for animals. Here's our equestrian center. But I felt like at that point, I was like, I had been like a proud mom. And I was like, it's probably time to kind of tone it down a little bit. Everybody's tired of hearing me brag about my kid. You know what I'm saying?
Well, so I was like, you could still, even now, they could put you on the student recruitment team.
Yeah.
Because Melanie not only knows who the buildings are named for, she knows the stories of those people. She not only knows what the building's called, she knows why it was designed a certain way. Mm-hmm. She has all the trivia. It was like, I was like on a student recruitment trip and you were the student that they had chosen to lead me around. Of course, I love every bit of that. The only thing is I wish our friend Joel could have heard you because Joel loves that kind of stuff.
Like, okay. Well.
He likes knowing the families associated with things. He likes knowing why did they put that building here? Why did they build that building like that? He likes all that sort of minutia. Mm-hmm. And so I wish I could really remember it so I could convey it to him. But you did a fantastic job as a tour guide.
Well, thank you. I'm very passionate about it. I felt good about it. I loved having y'all there. I love getting to show it to you. I love that you got to go in Aggieland Outfitters. It's made me now like I really want to go to Starkville because I want to have that same experience with you. You know what I mean? Like it was just so fun.
And I've made some plans for us to do that now. We're going to have to trust that you are still as enthusiastic about a trip to Starkville in a few months as you are right now.
I know.
And we're going to get you there.
I feel good about it. Mm-hmm. I know. I feel good about it. I told you I'm ready to expand my horizons and travel and do some new things. I had heard other people talk about the Olive and June manicure system, but had not had the chance to try it for myself until about 6 months ago. And let me tell you, I am a fan. I've never liked painting my own nails because I am not good at it and it requires me to be delicate, but I hate going to get manicures. And I've also discovered I can't really do gel or dip nails without ruining my nails, and it's not worth it to me. I hate to spend the time at the salon. But with Olive and June Mani System, you can treat yourself to beautiful nails on your time. I personally love the sheer set of colors because I like just a light neutral polish, but they have so many great color options. I had to try it to believe it, but their nail polishes really do last 7 or more days and they do not chip. And y'all, I am not delicate with my hands. Olive and June's Mani System is the ultimate secret behind salon perfect nails at home. It's all in one. There's no guessing. There's no messy nails. There's no salon price tag. If I can do it, I promise you can do it. The manicure system comes with everything you need in one box. I love that I have all the tools I need to give myself a manicure. The color selections are gorgeous and it's so easy to use. And it comes with the Poppy, which is a patented brush handle that makes it easy to paint both of your hands, which has always been my personal nemesis. Olive and June also offers press-ons. They have a salon look in minutes that's better than gel. They last 10 or more days. They come with so many size options so you can find your best fit, and no one will know that they are fake. It comes with everything you need, plus the best removal system that protects your nails. Getting beautiful, salon-perfect nails at home is now a dream come true with Olive and June. Your new nail life is here. Visit oliveandjune.com/bigboo for 20% off your first Mani system. That's oliveandjune.com/bigboo for 20% off your first Mani system.
If y'all don't know, here's what happens sometimes with Melanie and me. Because listen, does somebody want to go to Chicago tomorrow? Because I will. Mm-hmm. But I get all excited about a trip, and Melanie does too. Like she'll get excited about a trip with me. And then like 2 days later, I'm still excited about the trip. And Melanie's like, I don't know. I mean.
Because you know what fits our friendship is that I can't remember exactly what the meme says, but like, you need to know if you're my friend when I say that would be so much fun. That'd be great. That maybe what I mean is hypothetically. And I'm like that. And I am excited in that moment. But right. Here's the thing about Sophie. That's who you want to make plans with, because then she'll text me. I'm like, oh my gosh, that would be so fun. We should totally do that. And like, I'm not even kidding. 10 minutes later, she'll text and be, here are 4 different hotel options where I think we should stay. You could take this flight. There's a flight out of San Antonio at 6:15 on that Tuesday morning. And you could, and then all of a sudden I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm like committing. And it's the fear of commitment just really freaks me out.
You don't like that calendar filled up too far down the road. That's really, I think as much of, as anything, like what kind of will get you a little hitch in your giddy up with all that.
It will.
Because
it will.
You don't like your calendar too full. But I just need a whisper of a trip and I'm going to commit to it. So we're hoping we're going to get you to Starkville. I really want to. I think you would love it. And we had a lot of good queso while I was in Texas.
Yes, we did.
I think my favorite, I've really thought about this.
Yeah.
I think my favorite was Torchy's queso.
Yeah. The Torchy's queso is, I mean, I'm saying as a native Texan, I just think the Torchy's queso is hard to beat. I think it's the best of all the quesos.
Yeah. So that was probably my favorite, I think.
Yeah. I thought the queso at Grub, which I had never had, there's a burger place in College Station called Grub, which I love. And they have, I think their cheese fries to me are bar none the best cheese fries I've ever had.
Their queso was also delicious.
And their queso was really good, but it wasn't as good as Torchy's, I didn't think.
Our friend Kelly Minter, who is a Bible study teacher and writer who lives in Nashville, was speaking in College Station this past weekend. And it just worked out that when we were at the baseball game, she was wrapping up her event. So we got to spend some time with her, which was a super unexpected surprise, but so stinking fun.
Yeah. Yeah, it really was. Man, it was a great weekend.
It really was. It was just a great weekend. Yeah. And the other great part of the weekend is we got to spend tons of time with Caroline, which we didn't know when we went. That we didn't know if we were really going to get to see her at all.
No, because you want to talk about somebody who's not going to let you pin down a commitment. You know, she's going to keep that schedule loose. Yeah. The college kids like to keep that schedule loose.
Yeah.
Because you don't know what kind of fun. But it kind of worked out because it was a bye week. So like, a lot of different things came together. Like her roommates had been out of town, her boyfriend was out of town. And so, and she had two tests on Monday, but I felt like the test didn't really take the precedent that like other social things would have. So right. She really had a lot of time for us, which was an unexpected bonus.
But one of my favorite conversations we had with Caroline was somehow we started talking about, you know, Caroline has been instructed in safety by Perry Schenkel.
Yeah.
And this is an extensive education. This is a lasting education. This apparently is something you don't shake off at any given moment of your day. Like you're just, you're aware of it. And I, unbeknownst to Caroline, have been concerned for my own personal safety. Maybe no times in my life. Like I don't think about it. I don't pay attention to it. I'm not one of those people. I mean, I'm aware of my surroundings, but I'm rarely afraid. Like I just, and I told Melanie, like, I can't live like that. Yeah. It's just disruptive to me to think that there are threats. And so I just kind of did my thing. Caroline was deeply concerned. I mean, she was really concerned that I don't think about my personal safety. And she was very kind about it. And she was somewhat entertained by it, but she was disturbed nonetheless. I mean, she was bothered.
She really was. She gave you like, when you said that, like the look she gave you, like I could see like she was trying to be polite and she didn't want to be like, well, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Like, why would you not be more concerned? But her face really said it.
It really did. So what happened was when I went to bed that night, I woke up in the middle of the night and I really like I had a pretty long talk with myself about what are we doing here? Why are we doing this? And what I determined is I'm not changing anything, but yeah. I reconsidered it. You know, I mean, I really thought about why I am the way I am.
Yeah.
But yeah, I need a Caroline with me maybe at all times to handle that.
Well,
part
she's
of my
been
life.
Trained, you yes. know, like she's been brought up. She would be that way anyway, because it's just built into her personality and her DNA, but then also because Perry is her dad. I mean, it's the amount of, it's like when we were at our Airbnb and Perry asked me that first night if I had a flashlight. He's like, do you have a flashlight? Because he's always worried about me traveling with a flashlight. And I was like, I do. I was like, I do have a flashlight, because I do have one that I keep in my car. And then I went to show Retha, look, I do have a flashlight. And y'all, it doesn't work.
It does
it's
not work.
Dead. No. Mm-hmm. And if you think I'm going to let Perry know that, no. No, sir.
Yeah.
No, sir.
And Retha and I pointed out that we do have flashlights on our phones, but that's not the kind of flashlight Perry's talking about, because what if your phone goes dead, then you really actually don't have a flashlight.
Uh-huh. So you're going to depend on Apple. You're going to depend on the Apple and AT&T system for your personal illumination needs. That's a fool's errand. Like, what are you might as well go ahead and invite a killer to come into your house. I mean, you know,
yeah.
You need a flashlight that operates on batteries.
That's right. Well, we did not have one of those.
No, we did not.
I didn't really have, I don't ever have any sort of personal safety devices. I don't have flashlight. I don't even have one of those things that would enable you to like bust out the window of your car if you needed to. I don't know what I think I'm going to do, but again, I can't live in that world. So that entertained me, but I loved getting to be with Caroline Schenkel. It made me so happy.
Wow.
It felt like, because that's the most time I've spent with her since she was little,
Little. HelloFresh gives you farm-fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your door. You can skip the trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. If you have a packed schedule this fall, and don't we all, HelloFresh has meals covered with a weekly selection of 30-plus recipes and 70-plus convenience items all delivered to your door. It's time to cozy up and save money by cooking at home. Fall, to me, is the perfect time to experience the delicious taste and unparalleled convenience of HelloFresh. With HelloFresh, the ingredients travel from the farm to your doorstep in less than 7 days, so you know they're fresh. Plus, pre-portioned ingredients make cooking a snap and cut down on food waste. Just this weekend, while we were in Brenham, we were talking about how much we love HelloFresh. David made some HelloFresh meals while Sophie was gone. Retha talked about how it's so good for her family. and she loves it so much. It's the perfect thing to take the guesswork out of weeknight cooking. I love it because with Caroline living off campus, it's a great way for her to cook and have healthy ingredients right at her door. You can go to HelloFresh.com/BigBoo65 and use code BigBoo65 for 65% off plus free shipping. Again, that's HelloFresh.com/BigBoo65 and use code BigBoo65 for 65% off plus free shipping. You'll see why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit. Okay, so this is what y'all don't know if you weren't at the live show. And those of you at the live show, one of my favorite moments of the weekend, and I think it was yours too, is that during the show, was it Friday morning when somebody asked about our kids and if they mind being recognized and all that. And that led into me making the announcement that I said, Caroline really doesn't care. I said, she's even made her Instagram public at this point.
Right.
Like, and no sooner had I gotten those words out of my mouth, Sophie and I were sitting side by side, and I get a text from Caroline that says, did you just mention me in something?
Right. Everybody went straight to her. And so I texted her back because you were so tickled, you know, And just said, your mom just mentioned your Instagram. And she said later, she was like, I knew something happened because all of a sudden my phone started blowing up with notifications that people were following me.
Yeah. And she said, and I knew immediately they were your people because I could tell by the names, you know what I mean? Because
a lot of Amy's.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's right.
Some Jennifer's. Uh-huh.
Exactly. Yeah. So anyway, it tickled me, but I love that she got to spend time with you and Aretha because y'all are such a big part of my life. And obviously she's such a big part of my life, but our worlds don't always all come together like that. So I loved that. That was so fun for me.
Oh, listen, it was a highlight for sure. So I was happy to get home, but I was sad to leave. I was sad to leave. I would have loved to have had more time in College Station. It was super fun and it was somehow relaxing and energizing all at the same time. And we had a ball.
Yeah. And we are going to try. A lot of y'all asked that y'all had missed that show or you'd love to do a show. And we are working on trying to come up with some future live show options. We don't really plan stuff is what I'm saying. Like I know that's shocking if you've been listening to this.
You don't want to come to a show that Melanie and I plan.
No, you really don't. Mm-hmm. You really don't.
You'd have to sit crisscross applesauce and it would probably lack some of the finer amenities. So
yes, it would. Yes, mm-hmm. It would. So,
well, one thing I wanted to mention is that last week I just very spontaneously put up a question on Instagram because I was legitimately curious and I was trying to find a couple of books to read while I was traveling this past, you know, little bit. Uh-huh. And I said, what is the most recent book you've read? This was on Instagram that you couldn't put down. And I mean, I got tons and tons and tons of answers. I got so many answers from so many of y'all who tell me what you've been reading, but I got a ton of answers. And so a lot of people said, will you make this a list? Well, I'm sure there's a way you can take Instagram information and export it to make it a list, but I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
So I just surveyed the answers and made a note of the ones that came up over and over.
Okay.
So I put up the list. It's on my Instagram. I made a highlight out of it so you can see. I think I put up about 20 books that keep coming up over and over and over again. But I wanted to say since then, I've read two of those books and I've started a third.
Wow. Look at you go.
I know. And there's something about saying what book could you not put down as opposed to what's a book you liked.
Yeah.
Like I thought, I would agree. Like both of these books I read, I had a hard time putting down. One of those was a book called Nora Goes Off Script that was probably the most mentioned of all the books that people told me about. And I had never heard of that book. I'm going to see who wrote it. I can't remember. Annabelle Monaghan wrote that book.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, but I thought it was super enjoyable. Like I started it when we left Birmingham and I had finished it by the time I got to San Antonio.
That's impressive. San Antonio.
And then the second book, which I started while I was in Texas, but I finished it last night, is The Maid by Nita Prose. And it was also super entertaining and hard to put down.
Okay.
So, I don't know. I love the suggestions. So I just wanted to mention that because if anybody is looking for good, like books that are hard to put down, books that are easy to read because they are so hard to put down every once in a while, I know we want something that's more challenging, but just, I don't know. There's a good list on my Instagram. It's the first highlight on there. And
okay.
So, but I feel like it's given me some structure because I've done better reading this year. But I feel like it's given me some structure for like what I want to read next. Like I'll just keep going back to that list as opposed to me kind of digging around looking for stuff. So
yeah, that's a good system. I like when I can get on a reading binge. I really need to. I need to get back into the reading. I haven't, but I feel like today, like our first real cool front came through. I'm really sorry that you missed it because we gave you abominable weather. It was so hot this weekend.
It was like 94 one day. Mm-hmm. And I was like, do y'all understand fall here? I don't think y'all understand fall. This is not so what hot. Fall is.
Mm-hmm. It was so hot. Mm-hmm. I mean, even by Texas standards, it was a really hot weekend. All that to say, with the weather cooling off, it made me feel like I'm ready to read some books now.
Yes.
You know, because I like when I can sit outside and read. Like when I can think about that. So I'm excited to have a good list of books to go through.
We also wanted to mention, we did a Patreon episode with Retha last month that was all about how to navigate change and transition and why change and transition can be so hard. And we had an incredible response to that episode, like legitimately an incredible response, with a lot of you sharing your own personal experiences with why change and transition have been hard for you, or what particular kinds of change and transition you're in the middle of. And a lot of you have reached out to Retha. And so we wanted to let you know that Retha is going to put together a coaching group specifically dealing with change and transition. And I think it's going to last for 3 months. And just to talk about how you can deal with change from a mental perspective and practical ways you can move through transition, and how to deal with fear that comes in sometimes during change and transition. So we wanted to mention that to y'all. You can go to Retha's Instagram if you're interested in that. She'll have some information about it, but we just wanted to let y'all know.
Listen, I don't know how being with Retha again this weekend, I thought, I don't really know how we'd have gotten anything done without Retha. You know, she just is so good at that. So,
she really is. Just
talking you through stuff.
Yeah. And sees things so clearly and is able to communicate what she sees clearly. You know, whereas you and I will entertain all sorts of excuses and reasons to not deal with the reality of something. So anyway, we'll link to her Instagram so you can check that out with her if you're interested.
Now, is it time for five favorites?
It's time for five favorites.
Oh, I cannot wait.
We've had so many favorites lately because we had favorites at the live show, and now we've got five favorites for this week, and I'm delighted to share yet again. So my first thing this week is something that I ordered a couple of weeks ago, but it came in while I was gone, and I'm so happy to tell you that it did not disappoint. This is something that my friend Casey found on a recent Target trip, and then I was going to go pick one up from the store, but they were on sale at the time if you ordered them online. So I ordered it it really was $15, and waited for it to come in. But it's the New Day short fleece sweatshirt. Now, here's what I like about this sweatshirt. One, it comes in tons of colors. The second thing is the length is a little shorter. Now, I'm an apple shaped person, so I don't always like a shorter length. But with all these really full pants we have, you kind of need something shorter for balance. Mm-hmm. And this is, I would say, for me, if I'm going to wear something shorter, this is a near perfect length. Like it kind of comes, I don't know, maybe like an inch below your belly button, maybe about to there. But it's a little boxy, so it's great with all these flowy pants. And I really like it. I think it's got some beautiful colors and it's not expensive. So I think it's a win.
Let me say, it does come in burgundy. That is really cute. I like the sleeves on that.
Yeah, too. The sleeves are really good. And it's just got a little fullness at the shoulder. So it doesn't just look like, hey, I'm wearing a sweatshirt. And listen, nobody loves a sweatshirt more than I do. This is just a dressier version. I got it in cream. thinking that I might wear it with my leather pants, not real leather, but you know, those pants that I got from Anthropology because of the style of those pants. Or I have several pairs of corduroys that are more of a wide legged crop. And yes, so good with those. So,
okay. It's really cute. Okay. I love this a lot. And I've kind of seen it and I've been wondering about it. So I'm glad to hear this.
It's good. And I would say it runs true to size. Okay. So, cause it's, you want it, you don't want it tight. You want it a little loose, and true to size, it's a little loose. It's not going to hug your waist. Second thing, this is so random, but David and I got a new comforter, you know, after we moved Alex into the dorm and I unwrapped Alex's UGG comforter, David said, I want one of these.
Yes.
So I got a solid one for our bed and it's in just a solid, not like a dark navy. Now I feel like Martha, not a dark navy. Uh-huh. It's kind of a medium navy, but it's certainly darker than just like a light blue. But anyway, but then I needed to change the throw pillows. And we have these big 26 by 26 sort of European square pillows on our bed. Uh-huh. And I hated to replace them because they're good pillows.
Yes.
I also did not have any intention of taking them to some sort of seamstress to make new ones. So I was I wonder if I can find some pillow covers. Listen, I got these pillow covers on Amazon. They are not expensive. They're less than like $15 a piece. But with the color of our bedspread and the color of our walls are so pretty. And now some of the designs are, I would not use in my house. But some of them are really great prints and a really good pop for a very reasonable amount of money. And they zip. So I just stuck those old pillows in there and zipped them up and they look great. So,
okay. That is so good to know. Those are cute. I like those.
Third thing is something that I tested on this particular trip. It's the first time I've used it. But the last couple of times I've traveled, I have realized that I need a backpack for when I travel because my right shoulder, I don't know. We don't need to dig into what I've done to it. It just it gets tired. Mm-hmm. And it starts to bother me. And I start to feel like I'm walking like tipped over because I've got a carry-on or whatever filled so full, or a tote bag filled so full. So I ordered, here's Hazel.
Well, have you heard Mabel? Have you heard Mabel barking around the side of the house?
I heard her a couple of times, but earlier, not.
Listen, she's keyed up.
So I've ordered several things from Oliver Thomas over the course of the last year, including a duffel bag that I love. And I thought, I'm going to try one of the Oliver Thomas backpacks. Listen, I love it. I loved it.
Okay. I noticed it and I thought it was really cute. I noticed that was a new addition.
Well, it was so good to travel with because, and I mean, I know, I'm not solving some problem nobody's ever thought of. I mean, I don't have a solution that nobody's ever thought of because lots of people use backpacks when they travel. But what I loved about it is, and I tried another leather backpack that I have on a trip and I did not care for it because it felt like it got really heavy and the straps didn't feel soft and the zipper wasn't super cooperative. But this Oliver Thomas backpack, the zippers are great. It's durable. It's soft. It just slides right under a seat in front of you when you get on the plane. And it's got plenty of compartments for your laptop or for whatever you're carrying. I actually had a change of clothes in there when I flew to Texas in case my flights got messed up.
Yeah.
And I had my makeup bag in there. And anyway, it's great. And this is a brand that young girls really love. And you can personalize the Oliver Thomas stuff in ways that I would not if you are a younger individual. But I will say when I have traveled with my duffel bag, I have in several places, people have stopped me and asked me what brand it was because I don't know, it's quilted and it's metallic and it's a little different. And I really, really like it. It's also very durable. So that's a thumbs up for me.
Okay, love it.
The next thing, one of our podcast listeners actually told me about this particular brand. And as soon as I looked at it, I was like, yep, ordering. They're called Ranger Station Candles. And it's a brand out of Nashville. And I just went on the website and I was like, well, this is a place where Melanie and I would be at home. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, I love the Pickwick and Company candles and have ordered those. And there are a couple of those scents that I will for sure order again this year. I just wanted to try this brand. And so they also arrived when I was gone. And I came home last night and my goodness, I ordered.
Oh, tell me. Tell me, because you told me about these when we were together And I've been dying to know. And when I saw that you had put them, and now I'm looking at their site and I'm like, I don't even know where to begin.
Okay. Here's what I got. So I got the old fashioned, which smells like an old fashioned, which is actually, I got it because that's David's favorite cocktail is an old mm-hmm. fashioned. So it smells like bourbon and like orange, like it's got a little citrusy piece to it. It smells delicious. And then I got one called Leather and Pine, which smells I mean, it smells like old leather with some pine mixed in, super masculine. And then David's favorite is one that's called Lumberjack, and it also smells fantastic. I don't think you could go wrong based on the scent profiles on their website, but they're real good. They're really good.
These are so good.
They're not inexpensive, but I did see that you can get, I think if you give them your email address or something, you can get a percentage off your first order or some money off your first order or something, but they're real good.
These all look like something that I'm going to need to have. The Lumberjack for sure.
Yeah.
This, like I said to you and Retha, I would like my home to smell like a men's lounge.
Well, all of these do. And fortunately, I love these kinds of scents as much as David does, but like all three of these smell like fall and winter. Like they just smell like, and
delightful.
They're fantastic. So
okay,
highly recommend. And then this last thing I actually just ordered because it's perfection for travel and it's some of my favorite things, plus a new product. Because you know, I love R & Co after Gully introduced it to me a few years ago. And I mentioned, I don't know, not even a month ago, I think that the Rodeo Star thickening foam from R & Co is one of my favorites. I just started using that this year. But this is it's their limited edition holiday kit. It comes in a little bag or a little pouch kind of thing. It has the Dallas Biotin shampoo that I love, a trial size of that, a trial size of the conditioner, a trial size of the Rodeo Star thickening foam. And then it has something that I have not tried, which I cannot wait. And I feel like this is such a good way to try it. It's called the Balloon Dry Volume Spray.
Oh.
So I'm super excited to try that. But what I love about these smaller size products is for travel, you can't beat it. And you don't have to, like I have had travel size containers of the Dallas Biotin shampoo for a year. And I just take them with me when I travel and then bring them back and put them in the drawer. But I don't have to ever like fill up a travel container or anything like that. I just have these little ones that I take with me. So I'm really excited to try it.
Oh, add to cart. I'm adding that to cart. Listen, I bought that and some candles today. Sold and sold.
But I think it's such a great thing just to keep on hand so that when you travel, like I packed my full size Rodeo Star this past weekend. I packed, you know, my full size dry shampoo, which is great. But I love that, having a smaller size.
Yes, for sure. Because we all need travel sizes. Yeah. That's the whole thing. And so to get the product that you actually want to have as a travel size is a bonus.
Isn't it though? I think it is too.
It really is.
So that's it for this week.
Okay. Well, those are all excellent. I'm so excited. I'm sad that our time together, we've spent more time together over the last 5 days. I'm sad that it's over. Although I think we are recording Patreon tomorrow. So listen, there's more good times to be had.
More good times ahead. And I mean, really one of the all-time best times this past weekend. So
yeah, seriously.
It was good.
So, all right. Well, y'all, thanks for listening.
And we'll be back next week. As always, we'll also be on Patreon later this week with a new episode about our empty nest goals.
That's right. All right. Bye, everybody.
Talk to y'all later.